On June 11th, the first night with zero pandemic restrictions, the wharf in Southwest looked and sounded almost like normal. There were people walking around without masks, drinking at indoor bars. A group of longtime friends stood outside of Union Stage, waiting to go into a crowded concert venue for the first time since the pandemic began.
But like listening to music on your headphones on the metro or like out of a speaker while biking is like just not the same as like experiencing live music and being around a crowd of people who are into it.
That's Noah Hansen. The group lives in Arlington and they've been friends for years. For the first few months of the pandemic, they didn't see each other at all, hanging out mostly over Zoom. They formed a pod late last summer, but they haven't really gone out much since getting vaccinated this past April. Friday was a bittersweet celebration for them, too. Two of the friends recently got engaged and will be moving to the Midwest later this month. Madison Forker, one of the five, figured that Friday's White Ford Bronco show, a 90s cover band, would be a comfortable first step into crowds again.
This is a good kind of entry into concert world again. It's not like we feel like we have to be super close up to the front or anything. So if we get a little anxious, like pandemic-wise, we can scoot to the side or to the back.
DC ended all of its pandemic restrictions on restaurants and other businesses in late May, meaning they could reopen at full capacity with no more rules about space between tables or reservation-only systems. Then on June 11th, the last of the pandemic-era regulations on larger venues lifted. This all comes as 70% of adults in D.C. have received at least one dose of a vaccine. The city permitted some venues to host small shows last year, but for many Washingtonians, like Madeline Scalar, this night was the real reopening of the local music scene.
The one thing that with live music, the thing I miss the most is when you can, like, feel the bass move through your body. Like, that's the one thing I love about concerts.
When the doors opened, people were shuffled inside in a line that didn't require social distancing. No stickers on the ground saying, maintain 6-foot distance. Inside, people were grabbing drinks, taking their masks off, and packing into the crowded basement for the show. When the band came on and began strumming, it looked like a scene taken from 2019. Before anyone knew what coronavirus was. The friends ended up leaving the concert a bit early, a little overwhelmed by the number of people. Plus,
it was very hot.
It was so hot.
It was easily the sweatiest I have been since several concerts ago.
At first I thought I missed the shoving of people in a crowded bar, and then I realized I hate the shoving of people in a crowded bar.
Overall, though, they said being in a cramped and sweaty music hall was worth it to be able to experience live music again and celebrate what could be their last big night in D.C. as a friend group. For WAMU, I'm Colleen Grablick. Yeah.